I'm Britney Spears. I got my Cheetos in my mouth, y'all. I'm six of steel.
It's Britney, bitch.
You want to go ahead and do your vent thing before we get started?
My vent?
Yeah, you have a vent?
A vent? I don't know. I have breaking news that we'll get into about Britney Spears in a little bit.
No breaking. You're all dressed up like that for the trash collector.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Homer Broadcasting System is on the air. All hollering all the time.
All right, let's get this thing rocking. Hello and welcome to the Flea Show. This is Randy.
I am Ken.
I have, man, I've been laughing all day.
Oh, it's been crazy. We had our traditional gas station stop.
Yes.
Not bathroom related.
Which will also be our flea meeting.
Yes. It was fleetaculous.
It was fleediculous.
Oh, stop yourself.
All right, the MTV Music Awards the other night were exciting, and I've got to say that Britney Spears was awesome.
It was. I didn't know she was pregnant again.
I didn't know she was a fish because she had gills on her back, it looked like.
It was bad. Who told her to wear that?
I don't know, but she definitely needed to wear a one piece.
Oh, yeah. Like, she had to wear jeans and, like, a nice
Welcome
little...
to the Flea Fashion Show.
Yeah, we're going to go over styling and makeup later. Yeah, but it was just a bad... It was a bad outfit. It was just, like, there was no tone in her body. I mean, I'm the last person to say, hey, she has a bad body.
Right.
But if you're putting yourself out there like that, you better make sure, you know, you take a couple weeks off.
Look
do
like
some crunches.
Maybe she bought that costume at the Dollar Tree or something.
I think she did. I think she reminds me of that girl that lives in the trailer park. Just like, I'm still sexy, y'all. I lost my leg to diabetes.
What do you think happened to her? So, I mean, I'm figuring it was something to do with her childhood.
I don't know. I think it's just the drugs and the booze.
Well, that could be a part of it, but it could lead to her childhood.
What kind of things?
Well, I'm just saying maybe she wasn't treated well in her childhood.
Well,
maybe she had a rough childhood. Maybe she was abused.
She could have been.
Maybe she heard things like, come over here and give Grandpa some tongue.
Well, I can believe that.
What are you doing wearing that? Get them off.
Here in Louisiana, that's how we roll. The players play.
You and me and you's going to play bathtub. You're not going to tell anybody.
I just fell out of my seat. Shock and awe. The only good news that came out of that Britney Spears performance was, this is part of the breaking news, was immediately after she left stage, NBC executives flew out to the VMAs and offered her a recurring role on My Name is Earl. Or she will play one of the strippers at the local saloon that they like to visit on the show.
I can hear her saying,
oh, Paul!
Get your dick out of my mouth. Grandpa, you're crushing my smoke.
But the sad thing was about the VMAs, they should have just named it Hillbilly's Gone Wild, because you had the whole Britney Spears thing, and then you had Kid Rock and Tommy Lee punching each other out.
Playing Rock'em Sock'em Robots at the MTV Awards.
The Caucasian Alliance does not approve of these acts.
Oh, man. What a great reunion for all of them. They should have their own reality show.
Oh, Kid Rock, Tommy Lee, and Britney Spears living in one
and
trailer.
And Pamela Anderson.
Well, she's not American. She's Canadian, which is weird.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't even speak Canadian.
Neither do most Canadians.
But yeah, that was. I wish I would have watched. I didn't even know it was on.
Yeah, I turned it on. When I got home Sunday night, I turned it on and they were rerunning it again. Apparently, they wanted as many people as possible to see this atrocity that had taken place. So they rerun it, and then I watch it, and then I throw up a little bit in my mouth, and then I call it a night. But I didn't actually see the
Sounds
Kid
like
Rock.
A normal night.
Oh, yeah. It was a regular Sunday night. I didn't see the actual Kid Rock Tommy Lee fight at the VMAs, but I saw the replay on the internets. They had footage of it, and it was pretty awesome. It was the best, you know, probably the best hits those guys have had in the last 20 years.
Right.
So, I don't know. That's just...
That's the truth, though.
Rednecks Gone Wild at the VMAs.
Although I do like Kid Rock.
Kid Rock's got some good tunes.
I like his attitude and stuff.
I mean, Kid Rock's got some good stuff. You know, Tommy Lee is doing the DJ thing now, which is sad. He's spinning records. This is a guy that was probably the biggest, you know, the best drummer and the biggest band in the 80s, and now he's playing at local raves that some creepy guy's running out and for 15-year-olds getting high on the GHB stuff. And he's like, I'll spin some records. You got some Cheetos and $20?
Well, look what we're doing.
Well, I got my Chex Mix.
We didn't go to the MTV Awards.
We didn't, but we have standards.
All right, well, that's it for now. That's all I got to talk about because I've got things to do. I've got stuff.
I have to go shave.
Again?
Well, not up here.
Oh, okay. All right.
Had some complaints.
All right. Thanks for listening. This is Randy at the Flea Show saying so long.
I am Ken. Fleas to ya.
No breaking. You're all dressed up like that for the trash collector.
It's Britney, bitch.